Blog Talk Radio.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got, start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get to him, baby girl. Hey!
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Lessie Less, live in the building, and it is going down, baby. It is Friday, and I'm hoping you're having a safe beginning of the weekend, and I know you're already turning up, and I know you're already getting it in, but make sure you're safe. It's your girl, Lessie Less of Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to log in at www.lushradioonline.net. Follow me at Lush Radio Online or at CEO Lessie Less. Or also follow Emma E2K at Emma E2K and at DJ Hustle 24/7 on Instagram. That's the whole crew. You already know what it is, man. So tonight we got an awesome show. We're going to have the Hot or Not show. You tell me what's hot and what's not. So I'm going to give you a list of different things, and you're going to tell me is it hot or not and explain, okay? Call in at 213-943-3705. And tell me what's hot or not. So definitely, you know, we got also people that's tuning in via Instagram, via Facebook and things like that that's going to tell me if it's hot or not. So it's going down tonight, man. So definitely check it out and listen in. So don't forget, we're live each and every Friday from 7 to 8 o'clock. So there's some few announcements I got to make. So Wink For All is actually an organization that's a 501c3, and they're organized to provide resources for women disabled veterans. that are women veterans, whether they're in or whether they're out or they've been separated for years ago. So we're providing resources. So they're having a virtual 5K run and walk through June 2018. It's $30 a person, and you can log on to Eventbrite, and you can definitely participate in an activity. So it's Eventbrite, Wink for All, W-I-N-C for All, Veterans 2 Million Strong, and Rising 5K. So definitely check it out. It is on Eventbrite. You know, purchase your tickets and give back in a big way. And get your steps and your exercise on, baby. You already know what it is, man. And don't forget, Emma E2K is live each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. doing her thing with Motivational Mondays. Jumpstart your morning on Mondays with Emma E2K. So, you know, the Women's March, you know, was this past week, and I talked a little bit with Emma about it. So, women are tired, you know, everybody's doing the hashtag Me Too. Everybody is doing, you know, basically, you know, time's up. You know, people are coming from Hollywood. They're coming from corporate America. A lot of the elite people that we loved and admired are actually getting, you know, and reprimanded for all the things that they did in the past. So, you know, they said that, you know, you could try to hide as much as you can in the closet, but it's going to come out. So these ladies are fed up. So they started off with marching, and now they're running for office. So, you know, we got women running from office from Maryland, Virginia, all over. So people are fed up. So people are saying now, instead of just talking about it, be about it and walk the walk. So the ladies are doing their thing, and they are marching. And, you know, the government shutdown was not too long ago, so they're still trying to figure out, do they want to make a negotiation? Should they give them the wall, give him the wall versus he extends a road to citizenship for DACA, for the Dreamers? So your thoughts, hot or not? Should they give him the wall or not? Let me know. Call in. Also, don't forget that, you know, these women are definitely fighting. They're fighting for all women's rights. So, you know, we got to stand up and do our part, too. And, you know, you need to be a part of a committee. You know, be a part of that round table when these elites are talking. And, you know, put your voice in there and let's do something about it. Let's not talk about it. Let's be about it. And also, some key words today. If you don't sacrifice for what you want, then what you want will be sacrificed. Those are little words of wisdom from your girl, Lushy Lush. And it's a lot of things that's going on this past week. So, hot or not topic, teens are eating freaking Tide Pods, okay? Tide Pods, you heard it right, Tide Pods that you use to wash your clothes with, laundry detergent, because it's a fad. It's trending right now. You know how many kids have died already reportedly just because people are ingesting these things? So, you know, every time there's a trend where people are going to eat starch, they're going to eat different things, they're going to eat paper, and it's a challenge. People are dying and having issues because of this. Kids, please stop doing this nonsense. And I do not think it's hot at all what you're doing right now. And parents, you need to be mindful and kind of regulate your kids because, you know, YouTube is a great outlet. People are making so much money off of it. People are streaming. People are doing amazing things. But at the same time, they are, you know, showing things that some of these kids are very, you know, vulnerable for. Because anything that's happening right now, because we live in a popular culture. So anything that's happening, the kids want to do. But YouTube has started to put restrictions on it. And Amazon is trying to put restrictions on people ordering Tide Pods. But people are still eating Tide Pods. And that is not hot today. You know, so definitely look out and check out and go pop in a room or something with your team and say, man, stop eating them Tide Pods because it's not popping and it's not hot. So another thing, hot or not, hot topic. Now, we heard this a couple of weeks ago, but China has aimed to ban hip hop and also tattoos because they're saying that it's low grade and it's not part of the culture, and it's not setting a good role model and things like that. Let me tell you something. Hip-hop is making money. Hip-hop has made money through the years. Hip-hop is culture. Hip-hop is accepted all around the world. Now, China, you know, we know you make a lot of stuff for us in this country and things like that, and I respect my Asians because I love my Asian people, But to each his own. I don't know. I don't feel like that's hot. I think it's a not, because hip-hop is everywhere. Hip-hop is in everything we do. Hip-hop is in the culture. Even the government in the U.S. and other places are backing hip-hop. So, China, if you want to do it, to each his own. That's your politics. That's what you do. But you can't stop people from doing their art and their style. And if they're not doing it there, they're going to do it somewhere else. And apparently some hip-hop artists that are Chinese hip-hop artists actually got taken off of TV shows just because they're participating in hip-hop. So that's a not for me on that situation. Also, how to not. FBI just got involved because they're doing an investigation on the U.S. Department of Education and in D.C., Office of the Inspector General, because some schools in Prince George's County and D.C. are falsifying the grades. Now, I taught in the PG County school system, and I'm going to tell you this. I've seen a lot of stuff, and I'm going to tell you this. They've been doing that for years so they can get their grants. The higher the grades in the school, the higher the grants and the money that they get for the schools. So they've been doing that for years. So now you finally want to crack down on that, you're a little bit too late. So that's a not. But, you know, get your school together. Get better teachers. Let them teachers teach those kids and help them to learn instead of passing them by. Get it together, okay, school system. That is not, okay? But, yeah, those are some things that, you know, were going on in the news and stuff like that. Also, hot or not, so a great TV series that has been hot and is one of the number one TV shows that people are tuning into on sci-fi. It's called Happy. Now, you know Chris Milani, who actually is on Law & Order SVU, who I used to, like, binge watch all the time because I was, like, obsessed with it, and I always knew who the killer, who was the suspect, and things like that. So the show, he plays Nick Sachs, and he's a very diverse actor, I might say. So this show is based on a comic book, Happy, and Happy's a freaking unicorn, and he's off the hook. This show has twists and turns. It has action. It has gore. It has erotic stuff, but it's quick, but it's very crazy, and it's something you have never seen before. This comes from the producers of the people that are doing so many different things, and I think you should definitely check it out. It's a comedy, too, so check it out and see it. I watch it, and I think it's hot, and I think you should watch it. Are you amped and are you ready for the one and only Black Panther? I mean, people have pre-ordered the tickets. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get tickets. I hope I get a pre-screening from one of these PR agencies when they call me, because I definitely want to go and check that out, because I know it's going to be crazy. We've been waiting for years, especially for those comic book junkies like me. We've been waiting for years for a real deal Black Panther movie, and I know you guys have seen the previews. It is bananas. So, yeah, definitely go there and support that movie when it comes out. Don't forget that the Grammys are this week. So they're going to be broadcasting live this week, so stay tuned to that. And so this past week, Janet Jackson actually was able to present an award at Essence Black Woman in Music Award, and she had got basically an award this past week, and Janet Jackson, who is one of her close friends, gave it to her, and Missy Elliott was in tears, and she deserves it. I mean, she's been doing things for years. She's a GOAT. She's been doing it for decades, and then getting it presented by the hot freaking Janet Jackson, the one and only, like, come on, I would be in tears. I'm in tears right now, and that's my twin. Shout out to Missy Elliott. You know, so we're going to go ahead and go to some music real quick, and we're going to come right back. Hot or Not Fridays, it's your girl, Leshy Less, live in the building. And, you know, when I hear this song, Mi Gente, I don't know what it does to me. I don't know. Mi Gente just gets me, like, hype, you know. And shout out to all my Latinas, you know, and all of my Afro-Latinas, you know. You know, don't get it together. We all brothers and sisters. So shout out to all my Latinas. Shout out to all my Boricuas, you know, all of my Puerto Ricanos, Colombianas, everybody out there. You already know what it is. From New York to international, it's your girl, Leshy Less, live in the building. Mi gente! Mm-hmm.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper.
Con lo mío todo se mueve, la fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes, mi gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere ir. El ritmo está en tu cabeza, ahora suéltate y mueve los pies. Me encanta cuando el bajo suena, empezamos a subir de nivel.
Y toda mi gente se mueve,
la fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes,
mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
Estamos rompiendo la discoteca, la fiesta no para, apenas comienza.
Se conté, se compa.
Francia, Colombia,
Houston, freeze.
J Balvin, Willie William,
Beyonce, freeze.
Los DJ no mienten, le gusta a mi gente y eso se fue muy
bien.
No les bajamos, mas nunca paramos, esto es otro palo y
plano. ¿Y dónde está el gigante?
Me fue a bouger la tête.
Azul, are you with me?
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Un, dos, tres,
hey,
vamos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tiene fin, botellas para arriba, sí.
La gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Me fue a bouger la tête.
Azul, are you with me?
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Un, dos, tres,
oh, yes,
luego.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drug two mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just spill on your babe. My f- feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father wanna build. Say, Lil, you can f with me if you wanna attitude. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody move. If you a f***, you get popped, you a goofy, you a op. But you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just took my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dipsy, dipsy, dip. I say, I get the money and go. This is high like a soul. My glitter is gold. Tell that little bitch to her roll. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them none of the safe. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms. The life was a place. Hard to let these know. Just in case these forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check from all the shots they lose. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody move. Bloody move, bloody move.
Cardi B making bloody moves. Cardi B is like consecutively number one. She is getting it in. She got the song with Bruno Mars, Finesse. She got the thing with the mango. She just doing her freaking thing, baby. So big salute, mamacita. I see you doing your thing, man. You know, big up to New York. You know, shout out to everybody winning and doing their thing, because 2018 is the year of the woman. I don't care what nobody say, because these ladies is getting it, for real. So, yeah, the Oscars, Academy Award nominations, right, the 90th Academy Award nominations for Best Picture are Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour. Big shout-out to Gary Oldman. We had a chance to interview him. Definitely a powerful piece. Dunkirk, which was a good movie. Get Out, got a chance to watch that. I'm very, very proud for them, you know, to definitely get them on the nominations. Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, Three Billiards Outside of Ebbing. The Post, I heard, was really good. And The Shape of Water, they said it was definitely an amazing movie. It's also the same guy that made Hellboy. And I don't know. I looked at the actual, like, screen, like the little bit of like the preview of it, I was still kind of like questioning it, but I'm going to check it out though. But big salute to them on their nominations, and you know, good luck. And Mary J. Blige is has a double Oscar nominee for Mudbound, so you know, big salute. I hope you get it, Mary, because this is your year, baby. You already got that Hollywood star already. You in the movie, you get nominations out the woodwork, so big salute to you, NYC, all the way to the top, baby, man. They can't stop you. You fine like wine, and your birthday just passed this past week, man. Salute all my big New Yorkers out there, queen of R&B and hip-hop soul. So, yeah, also there's an event going on for all my people getting ready for them Valentine's Day. Okay, so Drinks and Conversations, Love and Relationships, that's happening February 10th through February 11th from 4 p.m. till 7:30 at Johnny Pistols, 2333 18th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., man. So make sure you follow Intro Picks or Y Tolson on Instagram, and you can get more information, or you can check out the flyer on my Instagram at Lush Radio Online on there. Now, Vince McMahon, my man, I got to see his wife, you know what I'm saying, Linda McMahon, and she was dope. She's actually one of the heads of the SBA now. So I got a chance to meet her at an SBA event. So he's thinking about bringing back XFL, which is his pro football league. Now, that was controversial like years ago, and it was a failure, but not really a failure. I think he just redeveloped it. You know, I don't call it failure. I call it, you know, R&D, research and development. So maybe at that time it wasn't the right time, but who knows? It might be good. Anyway, plus I own stock in WWE, so I wanted to do well. So, yeah, so we'll see. He said it might be coming back in 2020, so we'll see how that goes for all my football fans and athletes and who love wrestling. Also, big shout-out to my boy, yeah, what? Little John. He's coming back again, and he is on to his next school. And this is going to be school number two in Ghana. Congratulations. I mean, he's giving it back big time, you know. So, and, you know, one thing I can say besides, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't know if Lil Jon really speaks for real. He's very articulate. So definitely big shout out to him for giving back, you know, shout out to celebs giving back. Hot or not, Sanaa Lathan has gone fully bald, baby, bald and sexy. And you can see her hot picture on Lush Radio Online Instagram, and she has this white tank top on with some jeans, and I think she is slaying it, and them cheekbones are popping, honey, okay? And I think she is hot, baby. I don't care if she's bald or she has hair. There's no way she can actually look ugly. She looks hot, baby. Slay it, honey. Let them know. Mm-hmm, yeah. And another lady doing her thing is Tiffany Haddish. She signs her first look deal with HBO to develop a new project. So salute to her, man. She is winning. So it doesn't matter if it isn't your time when you're ready, but God is always on time. And when it's your time to shine, shine bright like a diamond, because it's your time to shine, baby. You better get it all day, all day. Also, our girl Angela Bassett is aging, looking fine like wine. Every time she ages, it looks like she's getting younger. I mean, them cheekbones are popping, her body is popping, and she still got them guns, man. So she's on a new show called 911, and they just renewed their contract for that. And she's going to be in a new installment of Mission Impossible with your boy Tom Cruise, and it's called The Fallout, which will be dropping this summer, so look out for that. And the guy that plays Superman is going to be in this movie, so check it out. It's going down. You already know we got some hot movies coming out this year. Shout out to all my BTS fans, all my Korean fans out there. Annyeonghaseyo. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. That means how you doing. Also, you know, I'm so excited because Mona Scott Young, like, freaking liked a picture on my Instagram with her, Missy, and Janet Jackson. I'm very excited. You know she's the lady behind Love and Hip Hop. She's the lady behind a lot of major people and Missy Elliott and back in the day Violator. So she's doing her thing, and salute to her. Sak passe to all my Haitians out there. You already know what it is. Queens in the building, what's popping? Swizz Beatz and Alicia Keys were up in New York pre-Grammy Gaming. And that was like Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers. It was a twister. Yeah. So they were out there pre-gaming, and they looked amazing. Alicia Keys also celebrated her birthday over there at the Grammys in New York. So he received an award there. And Swizz Beatz, I mean, he graduates from Harvard, you know, around the same time I graduated. And did I tell you that he liked that picture that I put of me and him graduating at the same time? I graduated from Georgetown. He graduates from Harvard. But big shout out to him, man. He just continues to keep winning. That's what I'm talking about. New Yorkers is on the rise, baby. Keep winning. Started from the bottom. Now we're here. Watch out now. You already know what it is, man. Big shout out to him. And also, you know, it's just a lot of things going on. And another thing I asked you, was it hot or not, right? So I just seen this picture of Tate Diggs, right? And he has, like, crazy makeup on and lipsticks and stuff. And this is like a stage play, right? It's called Hedwig and the Angry Inches. And I don't even know how to even take that. And he's like really glistening. And I don't know if it's hot or not. Now, I love stage plays and he's getting in the character, but I don't know. I wonder how much they paid him for that. But to each his own, because I still would like to interview him because he's a great actor. But I don't think that's hot. it looked crazy. So, anyway, it's your girl, Lushy, that's live in the building, man. How many of y'all is getting fit? Because I'm trying to get fit. I'm trying to get this body right. Summer is around the corner. Don't sleep on this shit. Don't sleep, because in a few couple of months, it'll be summertime, and you trying to show that body off, so I'm trying to get it in. So some quick tips. When you wake up in the morning, make sure you drink some warm lemon water. Drink that in the morning. That definitely help you with weight. And also drink some water. Don't overdrink, but drink water so you can flush your system out. And also try to drink some green tea, you know. And try to do at least, if it's not 30 minutes, do something during the day. If not every day, do something, whether it's push-ups, sit-ups, anything you can do just to keep your body pumping. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Like I told y'all, you need to definitely check out Happy. And another thing, right, words of wisdom. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade, baby. Go make some lemonade, baby. Don't get stressed out. Get right. That's what you need to do. Also, an event coming up is going down Friday, February 9th. Mr. Cheeks, the Lex Booster Beamers in the Benz from the Lost Boys will be with a live band, and it's going to be at Dirty Martini's, 1223 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., and Bar and Lounge. It's $35 open bar special, $10 advance tickets. You need to log on to Love the 90s Fest. At eventbrite.com, man, and definitely go ahead and cop those tickets. And DJ Zoo is going to be on the ones and two, and it's going to be popping. So shout out to all of my BTS fans. I'm a big Korean pop, you know, I love K-pop, Korean pop music. And, you know, they are spitting for real. Like, the hip-hop influence is heavy, like Big Bang. I love them. I love Taeyang. I love G-Dragon, Top, everybody, you know. And sorry, it's really sad. I think one of the artists, they lost the artist in SHINee that committed suicide. Like, it's a lot of stress in the industry. And, you know, in Korea, like, they put mad pressure on their artists to look a certain way, eat a certain thing. Like, it's a lot, you know. That's why a lot of them be smoking mad cigarettes, son. Have you noticed they smoke, like, mad cigarettes because they be mad nervous? But anyway, I love BTS. They came over here. They did KCON. They've been in New York. They've been in Ellen. They've been all over the place. New York everywhere. They just going crazy over, you know, BTS. You know what I'm saying? So there's a massive Korean population in New York, over there in Queens, in my area. You know, and then you also got like massive Korean area in California, and you got a lot in Virginia and stuff. But they're all over. Koreans are definitely doing their thing, and they got a lot of soul in them. So I'm going to go ahead and play this BTS song called Mic Drop. Mic Drop, you know what I mean? So if you haven't heard of them and you was wondering what type of music they play, yo, they be spitting, and they be having some crazy hooks and some crazy banana videos. So I'm going to go ahead and play this right here. Mic Drop. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Lush Radio Online. My bad, I accidentally pressed the wrong button. Going live, baby. This thing's happening, right? Yeah, Mic Drop. This is a dope song. And yo, one thing I do like, some dancers, they be getting it in. When I was in school back in the day, all the Koreans was pop locking and doing the break dancing, and they could dance their butt off. Let's go. That's it. BTS, baby. So, Mic Drop.
시간에 수저 더럽대 I don't care 마이크 잡은 붐 수저 여러 배 But okay 잠옷 익은 것들 새끼 여러 개 거두 벌 씹어주겠다 에이 저녁에 Why that name? Action 섭외 help me Matching 많지 않지 이 class 같이 많지 동향의 아침 반칙 마이크 마이크 번지 마이크 마이크 번지 Black black 번진 망할 것 같았겠지만 I'm fine sorry 미안해 billboard 미안해 worldwide 아들이 넌 달라가서 미안해 엄마 대신에 네가 뭐 다켰어 우리 컨셉 절대 없어 퍼져 I do it I do it 너 말 없는 라다 do it 혹배가 아프다는 것도 해 do it
drop right there from the one and only BTS, man. That was on my international jump off right there. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, live on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 213-943-3705. You already know what it is, live in the building, man. Patting out Fridays, man. So, yeah, I had to give you some of that. So, they got this young dude right here, Rich the Kid, and he got a song called My New Freezer, right? And I don't know. I'm not really, really that hip with everything that's going on. Because, the millennials, they be having, and these new kids, they got, like, new songs every day. So, Rich the Kid, New Freeza, apparently, like, they be doing this dance like they zombies. It look like they're zombies and they move their neck to the side to side. I don't know. Y'all know what's on, how they do that dance or whatever. It looks crazy to me, but anyway, every other day they come up with some new stuff. But Rich the Kid, New Freeza, your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. Follow me at Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. Or at CEO Lushy Lush, man. And you know it's always popping. Shout out to all my New York and everybody on the Instagram Live and everybody else.
Hey,
New Freeza.
New Freeza. New Freeza. New Freeza. You know what it was when you signed up. check when I laugh. My two yeah. Foreign in the beat. I don't need them. Pull a shot top with an eater.
No.
Two seater. Yeah. New pull up in my AP. New freezer. I woke up thinking about bands. Hop off a jet to a check when I land. Ooh, money way. Diamonds. Flexing. I woke up rich with a grip on a necklace. I put the plug on three way. Maserati, go speed race. Drop a baby on a face. More ice flexing this way. We put the world on the wave. Don't give up cause I'm paid. More act in a lemonade. Pharmacy knowing my name. I cause she bougie. She said my in a movie. Trap jumping like 2-3. She a foreign real freak. My two foreign in the beat. I don't need her. Pull a truck out with a eater. Two seater. New put up my AP. New freezer. I woke up thinking about bands. Hop over just to a check when I land. My two foreign in the beat. I don't need her. Pull a truck out with a eater. Hop over just to a check when I land.
Ooh, big shot.
Hold up, wait.
Anybody inside?
No.
Outside? Cocaine, white body, look like Gentile. Gentile. Rule of the day, get a view every day. Get a foot of tan by the pool every day. Get a foot of plan, give a jewel every day. I never sleep, I gotta eat, I gotta dance. I merely rap when I get that advance. How can I shout with like 54 amps? Talking to top about business again. He want a lot when new Billy's again. I want some top from like two sets of twins. Twins, yeah, yeah. Hey, we your friends, yeah, yeah. Hold up, switch.
Hold up.
She won't end, yeah, yeah. Hold him in.
What?
Hold him in.
Ball gonna be safe.
Hope no one discovers you. Hope no one sees it. I hope no one falls in love with you. I got my reason. Cause if they knew what I know, then I know I wouldn't stand a chance.
That's French Montana, famous, you know what I mean? That's cool. It's like, I want to say it's like super hot, because I don't really like French out here singing like that, like you a rapper, like, but I guess all rappers are singing now, and their singers are rapping, and everybody doing whatever, so it is what it is. You already know what it is. Your girl, Leslie, Les Live in the building. I know you too old for this music. Yeah, I'm too old for this music. I don't know what he's saying. He's saying, stay home with me. I hope nobody sees you or see what I see or something like that or whatever, right? But, you know, that's French Montana. So, some hot or not topics. So, it's 2018. Taxes are coming in. Now, is that hot or not? Are you excited about your taxes? Or you might not be excited because maybe you owe taxes. Maybe you should have stayed on point with your stuff and you want to be on taxes. I know I might be getting a tax refund check. I hope you're getting one. But make sure that when you do get one, and mind you, they're not cutting me a check or anything, right? You know. So, but you need to go ahead and invest your money in some stocks. So, I just jumped on a ball because, and I think, let me see if I can get to it real quick or whatever. I'm going to show my people on the live, right? So if you see this right here, I'm on the list, right? So they bought this. So Robinhood, the site that I keep telling you guys about, the app, Robinhood just opened up for us to buy into the cryptocurrency for Bitcoin. So the trading is going to start in February. So if you want to jump on board, make sure you email me at Lush Radio Online saying that you want to get the information about how I get into the stock market and buy some shares. And Disney, because I own a share of Disney, they just sent me an email because I'm going to be voting for the new board in March. So, you know, definitely jump on it. You know what I mean? It's nothing to sleep on, man. You don't have to be sleeping. You can definitely enjoy or whatever. and also, let's talk about, so those several apps that I was talking about that you should get Robinhood. Robinhood, you can buy all the different stocks on there. You can get Stockpile, which you can buy the shares at from $20 to $50 to $100 a share. And you can also get Closing Bell. Closing Bell, you can actually integrate that where it will show you what's the best stocks to buy, why you should hold it, or why you should sell it. And you got experts on there. So it's easy. You can do it. Do your thing. Also, on top of that, I also wanted to tell y'all some more information. So, hot or not, Monique is boycotting Netflix over the fact that they didn't pay her the amount of money that she wants. Like, on one side, you know, they pay Amy Schumer, you know, a nice, like, I think $11 million or something like that, and they paid David Chappelle. So you can't really say that it's a racist thing because of the fact that David Chappelle got paid, and he's black, and Amy Schumer's a woman. So it's not sexist because she got paid. You just didn't get paid because I guess you're not popping right now. And she is a great person. She's a great actress. But she doesn't really do stand-up like that I've seen. I mean, David Chappelle sells out, like, major shows, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from her. A lot of people out here are struggling. And a lot of people rely on that Netflix, and a lot of people don't pay for Netflix. A lot of them is borrowing their friends' codes and stuff, and they doing their Netflix and chill. And when you really don't feel like doing nothing, you popping on that Netflix. So I don't know, you know, I don't know if I want to boycott Netflix, but I would tell her, you know, as a black woman, if somebody's not accepting what you feel your value is, I think that you should just go somewhere else and find another place, person that's going to be able to buy into your vision of what you're trying to do. But what do you think about that, Pam? Pam is on the Instagram live, and she says that black women get screwed all the time. So, I mean, what's your thoughts? Do you think that everybody should boycott it? Or you think that she should just go elsewhere and find, like, HBO or somebody else that might buy into it? But, I mean, for somebody that hasn't done – yeah, she did that Christmas movie, but that was, like, a while ago. You know, in this industry, it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, if you're not popping and we're not seeing a lot of promotion behind you, people aren't paying attention to it. Unfortunately, it's sad. I mean, and she's a great actress and comedian. But at this moment in time, it's out of sight and out of mind, and we live in a pop culture, and we live on an on-demand society. So if you're not out there, like, people constantly see them, people not going to really pay attention to it. So, but I say go elsewhere, and I don't think that it's hot for her to say that everybody should boycott. I think it's something that she should have just handled and not say that it's racist or say that it's this, that, and the third. I think, yes, she should voice her opinion, but I don't think that she should have had. Oh, okay. So you said check out Jessica Chastain and Octavia Spencer. So Octavia Spencer got paid less, too. Okay. So I guess it's a different totem pole when it comes to Hollywood. Hollywood, I guess, is like the black, it's the white man, the white woman, and then I guess the Hispanic woman, and then it's the black man first, and then the black woman is always at the bottom of the totem pole, I guess. But so, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's about, you know, you got to fight for what you want. You know, if that's what you want, go and get it. If they're not going to offer you the things that you want, then you need to go elsewhere. Or, I mean, Monique has enough money, she can produce stuff herself. She can produce her own stuff, and she can stream it through Netflix, or she can stream it through YouTube Red. However she's going to go about doing it, but I think that's what she needs to do. Oh, my God, I'm choking. But, yeah, guys, but you can definitely go and log on to www.lushradioonline.net or follow me at Lush Radio Online, and you already know. But those are my thoughts on that, you know. And the Grammys are this week, so definitely, you know, make sure you guys check that out and tune into the Grammys. I wonder who's going to win. I know everybody's been up there this week. Mimi Foss had a birthday celebration in New York through this week. So everybody's definitely partying already. They in New York, and everybody's partying. Okay, they're working together, and Jessica. Oh, okay. So they said, so Jessica actually used her privilege in order to get Octavia the right pay. She said that she threatened to walk if Octavia didn't get the same pay. So, I mean, women are fighting for women. Like I told you before, women are doing marches. Women are running for office. Women aren't taking no mess this year. So I'm just going to tell you, so, you know, I love my men and everything, but get your stuff together, because these women are not playing. They are kicking down doors, and they are taking names, because it is not against. So I want to just give some applause to these ladies out here. There's applause out there that are getting it, man. Get that. Give it to 2018 and stop crying, you know? And I always tell you, failure is not, you know, a disappointment, and failure is not an option. And failure isn't something that says, okay, it's the end of the world. Failure is R&D, and that means research and development, just like all businesses do. So you're always researching to see what's better, and if it doesn't work out, you develop it and make it better. So you already know what it is. If you don't like what's going on in your life right now, make a change and do it. But you know what? That's why I love those people that got that finesse, and they just doing it because they can do it. Bruno Mars and Cardi B, finesse, baby. And we're going to be right back. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, man.
Drop top Porsche, Rollie on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't sell me nothing. Boss up and I change the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Huh. We're from dollar bills, now we popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance, like, hey. Flexing on the gram, like, hey. Hit that little John, okay. Oh, yeah, we dripping the
out here dripping in finesse, man. Cardi B and Bruno Mars. I don't think that there's any song that Bruno Mars can do that's not going to sound hot. That dude just got a hot voice. He can perform his butt off, and he's just killing it all over the place. Big shout out to Bruno Mars with his bush and everything and killing it. Bruno Mars dripping in finesse, baby. And Cardi B is just keeping it number one all through the charts, man. Just killing it, man. From the bottom to the top, she's just taking over right now on the music scene, man. I'm proud of her, man. They talk all crazy stuff about Cardi B, but she getting her chicken. You already know what it is, man. And, you know, big shout-out to all my Naija people, because you know I'm Nigerian. I'm a Yoruba baby. So you already know what it is. I'm going to go ahead and play some Yoruba music, well, actually from a Nigerian artist, because I know a lot of y'all like that Afro beat. Stop fronting. A lot of these drums and a lot of these, you know, electric guitars and different beats come from the African music. So we're going to go ahead and play some of this Nigerian music for y'all people that y'all know y'all be dancing to African music. Stop fronting. Olamide is his name. And the song is like, whoa. Not like your man Black Ma Rob, like, whoa. But it's like, whoa. But it's the song is whoa. And you know what wo means in Yoruba, which is my dialect? Wo means look, right? When they say wo, that means look, right? So I'm going to go ahead and play that song. The song is wo.
Young John, the wicked producer.
Oh, yeah, oh,
that's a Yoruba name. That's like my tribe right there. And then you hear like Okechukwu or Chinike or Ugo. Those names are Igbo names, right? Those are Igbo names. So we have like several different dialects. We have Bendalites, Hausa, all kinds of different dialects in Nigeria. And we are one of the richest countries in Africa. From oil to gold, we have $1 billion in the Nollywood entertainment business, and we have billions of dollars in the music industry. And there's a lot of Yoruba artists like Davido, Tekno, Tiwa Savage, the other Olamide, and them, they are all Yoruba people. Sunny Ade, Fela was Yoruba too. So, you know, they have the stage play and stuff. Fela is a Nigerian artist from back in the day. He was like Nigeria's, or basically Africa, the world's, the African Bob Marley. But he was from Nigeria, and he was a Yoruba guy. And another fact, Yoruba tribe, which I'm from, is actually like one of the older tribes in Nigeria, and we're one of the richest tribes. And our tribe, during slavery time, a lot of the slaves, they came from the Yoruba tribe, and they traveled over to Puerto Rico. If you notice, like Puerto Rico, they got like the platanos, and we call them plantain. And a lot of the stuff and the culture is rooted deep in the Puerto Rican culture. And they actually have a section of people that actually speak the Yoruba dialect still, but with a little twist, because they have the Spanish accent and the roots are still there. And then they study with the Oshuns and everything, practice with the Oshuns and everything. And also in Brazil, you have some Yorubas down there. And you have some a lot in the Caribbean, and you have some in England and stuff. So, yeah, the Yoruba culture is heavy. And a lot of the booty shaking and popping and all that stuff comes from Africa. You know, twerking, Africans been doing it for years, you know. So a lot of the dances that you're seeing now, Africans been doing for years. It's no different. Afrobeat has been out for years, from Sunny Ade to Sheena Pitas. All these people have been doing that for years. It's nothing new. I guess it's new for the American culture, but it's not new. But, you know, I played some BTS for you. I played some Mi Gente, you know, a little bit of international stuff today. But you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Don't forget to call in at 213-943-3705. And for next week, tell me what's hot or not. Let me know what topics you want to discuss. Email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. I think next week we're going to talk about the state of the educational system. Like, what exactly is going on with our educational system, with our kids? What exactly is going on with them exactly? Because it's definitely crazy. The kids are smart, but what's going on with the teachers that are teaching them? Are they there for a paycheck, or are they actually teaching our kids? So let's talk about, and then also, they're also changing grades and stuff, making falsified grades. Let's talk about the state of education. Next week on Lush Radio Online, man, big topic. We're going to try to see if we can get some teachers to call in. And don't forget, we're live in the building each and every Friday from 7 to 8 o'clock. And sometimes, you know, depending on the situation, we ran over a little bit. It's 8:04. But only because I just love you guys. So I'm about to pop off in a few minutes. And, you know, you can follow us at Lush Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, all over the place, or CEO Lushy Lush on Instagram. Emma E2K will be live Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. Jumpstart your morning with Motivational Mondays. And from one of our sponsors, if you would like to add some spice in your life, don't forget to log on to www.hotpepperx.com and get you some hot sauce, that Belizean pepper sauce. You can use it for anything. So definitely cop that. And if you're looking for some yoga and you definitely want to get, you know, if you're restless and you can't get sleep, or you just need some bounce in your life, namaste. Check out Yoga to Sleep on Instagram. It's Yoga, the number 2, Sleep, and check it out. A lot of good information on Facebook and some good reads. And also, big shout out to all my Nigerians, you know. Naja no de Kari Lash. You already know what it is. So, anyway, all my Nigerians, what's up? Green, white, green forever. You already know what's popping. You know, all my Boricuas, you know, all my Latin ladies out there, fellas, everybody, what's popping from New York internationally? We going down. Lush Radio Online. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. It's the people's voice, your girl, Lushy Lush, and you know it's popping. And you know what? Just for my New York cats out there that's partying right now at the Grammys, doing their thing, because I know the parties is popping, because you know when you go to New York, you can't sleep, right? You know you can't sleep. That's why you got to make sure you plan your day out, because you ain't going to get nothing done, because they always going to ask you to go to a party. or just do something in general. So we're going to throw it all the way back to M.O.P. Annie, yep, it's your girl, Leslie Lesson. I'm out of here. Love, peace, and chicken grease, but no chicken grease because I'm trying to lose weight. No more chicken, no fried chicken. Mmm, it smells good, but I can't have it. Get it up, and remember, when life throws you a curveball, remember, you're in charge of the way it goes. Let's go. Annie, up, baby, M.O.P., baby, Busta Rhymes. Let's go.